Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Dave Serio, informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Pleasure to be with you, live programming the 11th of May, and we wish everyone out there that it is applicable to Happy Mother's Day. Good to have you, and we're looking forward to talking to you at the familiar phone number. It's a toll-free number, toll-free from anywhere in the country. And all you have to do is dial it up. We're live, and you can be on the air with me asking a question about auto repair. 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number. Whether you're listening in Frederick, listening in Hagerstown, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., it don't matter. You can call 866-96-TALK-CARS and be on the air. Like this guy, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop is on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you, mister?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, sir. Always good to have you on the air with us. You are our extreme detailer, is what I like to describe you as, because as I've said many times, and I mean this, you spend more time on polishing a car and correcting a car than I would spend on my own car.
Well, that's why I'm here.
You do it. I mean, I've seen you spend 20 hours on an automobile correcting paint and doing everything necessary to get it to a great condition for coating. And I say to myself, ain't no way in the world I'd do that.
Well, that's why they pay me, Dave. So I'm glad to be of assistance.
Well, they pay you, but you know what? A lot of people get paid to do the same thing, but don't do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes. So anyway, it's great to have you here today. What is on the agenda for today, sir?
Well, I thought maybe for the tips of the week, I'm going to be like Jose and Todd. I'm going to tell you what's been through the shop in the last couple weeks.
Great. That's fantastic.
And the problems that they had and why we don't want to see those problems.
Right.
Okay?
Sure.
So I think we talked a couple weeks ago about a BMW that we had in here that was recently purchased by the client. And the previous owner had decided that the tree sap that was on the paint needed to come off. So they removed it with a scuff pad like you would clean your pots and pans with.
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding.
Yeah, causing some significant damage to the paint, which fortunately we were able to correct probably, I'm going to say, 90% of the damage. So that you really, as we say in the business, had to make the right face to see it.
Right.
So we don't want to do that. No. Anything that's on your car, you either use water to soften it up or you use alcohol to dissolve it and remove it. And you just don't want to use the magic, you know, the Mr. Clean, the magic eraser or the scuff pads, anything like that on your finish.
As I said in the previous show, that magic eraser, it's pure magic. It's nothing chemical. It's pure magic. But it's not for a car. It's for your home.
No, it's not for the paint. It's for, you know, on your vinyl trim, maybe inside, if you have a scuff mark from your shoe, it'll do that if you use it correctly.
Right.
But not on the paint.
Right.
Okay. Everything on the paint needs to be soft. So then we had with the tree sap issue, we had a person bring a Honda CRV, a relatively new one, that had sat under a pine tree. And before the weather got extremely cold, then when it got extremely cold, there was no opportunity to take the sap off. Well, unfortunately, the sap, which is acid in nature, has eaten through the paint. So this fairly new car needs a total repaint now.
Sheesh.
So you want to remove the tree sap as soon as possible. When we went out and dabbed it with some alcohol, we took color off the car. And on a car with clear coat, you never want to see that because that just indicates there's no clear anymore.
Right. I mean, you know, the clear coat is only so strong. It can't, you know, it's not a penetrable force. So in this case, the tree sap won.
Right. So then we had a Jaguar sedan that we had coated about 2 years ago, but the gentleman has an affinity for car washes and the dealership free washes. And it's his car. He can do what he wants with it.
Right.
But we went over the fact, you know, about why it was so scratched up and how the scratches got back in it. And the point of that is that even though the car was coated, it will still scratch.
Sure.
So don't let anybody tell you that coatings will keep your car from scratching or keep it from chipping or anything like that. That's not what a coating's for. A coating's for protection of your paint only.
Right.
It's not for preventing scratches or abuse or anything like that. And then we just finished up a new, brand-new Chevy Volt, which I'm very impressed with, mm-hmm. fit and finish and things like that. But it had five or six little dull spots in the paint. And what those are, if you see them on your car that you've recently purchased, they are sanding marks from the factory. But what happens is at the end of the line, they inspect the car, and if they find little dirt spots in it, in the paint, dirt specks or things like that, they only have about 30 seconds to sand that out and polish it. And sometimes it doesn't get done right. And it's not the fault of the people on the line. It's just that they don't have the time for it. So the dealership's supposed to catch that and fix it. But fortunately, in this instance, they did not. So they didn't cause any more damage. So we were able to polish those out. But if you're looking at your car, your brand new car, and you got a little dull spot in it, that's what it is.
Gotcha. And it's called Factory Love. Now, when we come back, that's a hint, by the way. When we come back, you've got one more, I think, that you want to talk about. And we also have some car shows that are going on today.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So hang in there, Mike. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop is with us, and he'll be back in just a few moments in order to take care of some interesting information about car shows that are coming up, plus also a little bit more information on how you can protect your car's exterior. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in the Frederick area. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio on Saturday mornings. You ought to know.
This is very important. When you get your driver's license, you never swerve to avoid an animal because he's going to get out of my way. Just flattened him right in the road. Before we got to school, there was a crossing guard at the intersection. My brother and I were going, move!
That's John Branyon and some humor from him. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. No squirrels were hurt in the production of that particular audio sound. You're listening to You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's get Mr. Mike Lambert back up on the line. Michael, once again, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
We were in the midst of talking about some things that are happening at the shop and what you see. What else do you have for us?
Well, I got one more.
Okay.
I will be going this week, one day this week, to meet with a customer at a local Lexus dealer. And he's got a brand new Lexus. This is the sixth one he's bought from that dealership, and black, of course.
Okay.
And they washed it when it came in.
Oh.
He apparently told him not to do.
He got the dealer good loving, huh?
Yes, he did. So he brought it to me. We looked at it, and it's got some serious, serious problems with it. So he called and tried to work through the dealership, which they said, sorry, it looked good when it left here,
mm-hmm.
and sent him pictures that we took of the car and all that stuff. And now he's called Lexus Corporate. And so now we have a meeting between the Lexus people at the dealership and Lexus Corporate and myself
right.
to discuss exactly if we can fix the car or if we can't.
Okay. First of all, do you think you can fix the car?
I think I can.
Yes.
They haven't taken too much off the car, but it's going to be a significant charge
right.
because of the amount of time it's going to take. So the issue is who's paying for that.
Are you figuring this is going to be a 20-hour job?
Oh, absolutely.
Unreal.
Yeah. So it's...
Brand-new car.
Brand-new car. It had 5 miles on it.
Oh, my goodness.
I
assume they're saying, gee, it couldn't have happened at the dealership. It must have happened somewhere between the time you went from the dealership to your place, huh?
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to say, that the car looked good. But the company that they use to do their detailing
right. We know who
now owns the car.
Right.
So we're going to – and they're trying to tell him to take it to the body shop and let their body shop take care of it. And I try to explain to them that body shops don't polish paint.
No.
And I've been through this with the same dealership, mm-hmm. with the owner of the dealership, several times on several different vehicles. So
yeah, tell him I said hi, by
surprise.
The way. Tell him I said hi.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
He knows me very well.
Yes. So we're going to do that this week, which I think will be interesting, and I'll let you know what happens next week.
Okay.
But
appreciate that.
It's just to point out the fact that it's not, I don't blame it on the guys that do it, because they're not trained, they don't get paid any money, and they're probably doing 100 cars that day. So,
right.
you know, they just don't have the time to do it right. And the dealership doesn't want to spend any money on good tools to help them do the car with. So just try to avoid that when you buy a new car.
Well, you're being very politically correct, but you do blame them because if you're going to call yourself a detailer, okay, you've got to be cognizant of damage being done to automobiles. And
exactly,
they
don't understand the way the cars are painted nowadays. I mean,
right.
back in our younger days, mm-hmm. when the cars were the single stage and they put a ton of paint on a car,
sure.
you could get away with it.
Right.
But now it's just the paint is so thin on these new cars that you really got to be careful.
Right. Very good. Well, I hope it works out well for the Lexus guy. I hope you're allowed to work on the car and get it straight and get them taken care of it.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
All right. So what else is going on, mister? I hear we have some car shows going on today.
Yeah, we got some car shows today. I got four of them for you.
Okay.
We have the 46th Annual East Coast Military Vehicle Rally and Flea Market is being held at the Ripken Stadium up in Aberdeen.
Now, that's a good trip from here. That's a good trip from the Frederick area, but it's a nice show.
Yeah. It's exit 85 off of I-95, and I'm sure there's a back way from Frederick.
Right.
It is a free show, and it goes from 8 to 5, and there will be vendors and food available. And all the proceeds go to veterans programs. Then we have the 10th Annual Hampstead Classic Car Show. Proceeds go to the Hampstead American Legion, and it's being held at 4600 Legion Lane in Hampstead. Registration was 9 to 12. Awards are at 2, and it's a $15 fee. Goodie bags to the first 50 cars, and food and beverages and all that stuff's available.
Still got time to get there. Yep.
Yep. And then we have the Auto Plus Open House and Cruise Inn is from 9 to 2 at 2203 Commerce Road in Forest Hill. You told me that was the old Kunkel.
Yeah, Kunkel
service.
Auto Parts, right? They changed their name to Auto Plus, and okay. they're up there in the Forest Hill area, an industrial park area. They've got a real nice facility and plenty of place to put cars. It's a good show.
Good. Food and drinks and door prizes and tour of the facility.
Great.
And then we have this evening, we have the Maryland Performance Center Spring Open House and Car Show, and it starts at 4 p.m., and it's at 9718 Pulaski Highway in Middle River. It is a free show, and it is door prizes, show specials, and shop tours. And apparently this is the hot rod shop that's been around the longest.
Yes, it has.
Our friend Jay goes there all the time and buy stuff for his cars.
Yep, it's a hot rod shop. If you are a hot rodder in the Baltimore area, you know about Maryland Performance, no doubt about it.
Well, good. So that's it.
Okay, well, that's enough. That's great.
Okay,
and, of course, for Mother's Day tomorrow, no shows that are really out there in the area. Very few people get brave enough to build a car show on Mother's Day. That's just asking for marital bliss, I'm telling you. That is just asking for it. Let me tell you something. If your wife, who's a mom, wants to go to a car show on Mother's Day, she is a keeper.
Yes,
she is a keeper. Yeah.
Now, there are some, the cars and coffees always go on Sunday. So there's a couple of those out there if you want to take your wife or your mother and get some free donuts and stuff.
They have the excuse they do it every week. So that's okay.
There you go.
No problem.
There you go.
Even the holy donut will be available there tomorrow.
Well, you got to go to church.
Absolutely. The church of the holy donut.
That's right.
I can't believe you. Oh, man. I'll tell you. So anyway, Mike, what's going on with the shop as far as you're keeping busy, I'm sure?
Yeah, we're staying very steady. Get a lot of your callers that
Great.
Wind up making appointments, and that's fantastic. We're pretty steady with a lot of nice people that come in. We have recently added a lift to the shop.
Ooh.
So that will lift the car up about 2 feet and makes it much easier on me as I'm getting old.
Yes.
Or am old.
Getting old.
And
yes.
it makes it a lot easier to give a really good thorough cleaning to the wheels and the wheel wells and things like that. So everything's working good.
And the lower section of the automobile. Yes.
Exactly.
Very nice. Very good. Okay. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. Let me give out your information. Your contact information is 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com, and we'd like to have people follow you, and you will enjoy it, folks, I guarantee you. You'll get a chance to see that Lexus, by the way, the before pictures, before it goes out to the dealership this week. You'll get to see that if you follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram with The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. And say hi to Lena. Wish her a very, very happy day, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, right?
Yep. Happy Mother's Day to your mother. I know she likes me a lot. So
she does. Oh, she likes you better than me. There's no doubt about it. I can say that now. She's obviously not listening right now. She doesn't listen to the Frederick show. She listens to the Baltimore show directly on the radio. She don't know nothing about that doggone computer stuff. Okay.
Okay.
So she listens to the radio directly on the radio from my Baltimore. She can't get the Frederick station at her house, but or she'd be listening. But no, she loves. I'm letting you know right now, folks. My mom loves Mike Lambert. She's never met Mike Lambert. Doesn't know Mike Lambert like we know Mike Lambert, but she tells me all the time, that Mike guy, he is such a nice guy. He really is.
What? So that's why we'll never meet her.
You fooled another. You fooled another, Mike.
Okay, I appreciate that.
No, but you did great. You're a great guy. We appreciate your time here on the radio, and thank you so much, and get that Lexus taken care of, okay?
I certainly will. And is Jose back yet? Do we know?
I have not heard. I'm hoping he will. Okay. Last week, as many people who were listening know, that Jose went through an appendicitis attack, and he was in the hospital. But I believe he's doing well. I've heard that he's doing well. But I have not heard whether he'll be on the show today or not. Let's hope he does.
Okay. Well, tell him, you can call from the hospital bed.
There you go. Absolutely. There's no excuse for crying out loud. I'm surprised he didn't call last week, for crying out loud.
Well, if you talk to him, tell him I hope he's doing better.
He lets a little operation stand in his way.
I know. What is this?
I don't know.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate you joining the show, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and you ought to know, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. If you get a chance, join me on Friday morning at 6:40. That's right. 6:40 in the morning for the Morning News Express with Bob Miller. I join him every Friday morning, a little tip of the week and recall information. So hopefully you'll get a chance to do that. We'd love to have you. You're listening to You Ought to Know. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in the Frederick area. Back with your phone calls and a whole lot more. Give me a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number that you can call me right now on this live programming, and we can answer your questions. You ought to know. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
So you pull up to the light and it says, left turn, okay. Don't you like that one little personal touch?
Well, I apologize. We're having some technical difficulties there. And please accept my apologies. Jerry, we've been having problems with Jerry today. Jerry is local in Baltimore today. He's going to be doing his show, his stand-up comedy. And unfortunately, we've been playing some of his music, his comedy routines today, but they've been going badly. And we apologize. So it's the best thing to do, see Jerry in person. That would be my best thought right there. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's bring Mr. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com up on the line. He's got a guest with him today. Good morning, Mr. Craig.
Good morning. Yes, and I have Manera on the line. She is from Adventure Park, USA.
One of my favorite places. Yep.
Yeah, I know. But before we get to that, let me just rattle off a few other events here.
Okay.
There's a bunch of them on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Frederick County.
Go ahead.
So there's a Mother's Day make and play event at the Little Gym. We talked about them before. There's a ribbon cutting ceremony coming up for a new chiropractic organization on May 16th. There's a car wash fundraiser on the 17th at Frederick Shell Car Wash. I know you're a fan of the fundraisers that they do there. You've been to one, at least one that I know about.
Yes, sir.
Adventure Park, USA, the paint night event. I'm sure Manera will talk about that.
Sure.
We've got the parent-child paint event with dinner, also at Adventure Park, USA on the 17th. Walkersville Day is on the 18th. They're going to have like an Our Town event in Walkersville. Sergeant Push-Up is going to be somewhere on the 18th, okay? The little gym, we have You're My Superhero on the 19th. So this is event season, folks. So find your events. Go to facebook.com/Frederick County. And now I'll let you talk with Manera.
Well, Manera, first of all, I want to say that it is one of my favorite places there. I'm glad to see that a local business is doing well, first of all, and the fact that you guys really are so family-oriented, and it's a great, wholesome place to take your family. So kudos to Adventure Park USA, and I'm glad to have you on the air. Tell us all about some of the things that are going on there.
Thank you very much. Yes, everybody plays in Adventure Park.
Yes.
We're having a couple of events this month. We have our paint night event for Sun Ever at Adventure Park. It is on Friday, May 17th at 5 p.m.
Uh-huh.
The paint night is from 5 to 6, and our tickets include dinner.
Very nice.
Moms out there, families out there, you don't need to make a dinner. You come. Create your masterpiece with a partner, your husband, best friend, child. And then after the paint session, you get a choice of slice of pizza and a drink or gourmet chicken tenders, french fries, and a drink.
Great.
And we're featuring the movie Dumbo. So we're doing a paint of Dumbo and his mom Jumbo, and
Oh, good.
Their trunks make a heart. So it's really cute.
And by the way, I want to let you know one thing too, and you already know this, but the food is very good there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your typical, you know, amusement park food that you kind of cringe when you walk in the door and you're thinking, boy, well, I'm going to pay an unbelievable amount of money and it's going to be, you know, institutionalized or horrible, whatever the case may be. Not the way it is there. First of all, reasonably priced. Okay, in this case, it's included, but reasonably priced to buy. And it's also very good.
It really is.
Yep.
Yeah. And our second event is Memorial Day Cookout. Memorial Day Monday, we're having a free cookout with a purchase of all-day pants for the first 100 customers.
Oh, great. Very good.
So
well, you guys keep
we'll
busy.
See you guys there.
You guys keep busy. Well, unfortunately, you may not know this, but I'm out of town. I'm in the Florida area, but I used to live in the Frederick area. I know the area very well, and I used to spend a lot of time at Adventure Park USA for your car shows and other events that you had there. You guys keep very busy with a lot of different things for different family members to do, and it's really good for all ages. I really do recommend it.
Thank you very much. We have a lot of new additions this weekend. We have a super slide that opens up today, and we have a couple of more new rides coming on in this summer, so stay tuned.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. And, of course, I love the old, they have like the little wild mouse. I love that. I think that's fantastic. The go-karts, they're a lot of fun. So kids of all ages can have a great time.
Yeah, and
I might add, it's called the VIP program. Is that right?
Yes, there? We have a free VIP program. It's free to sign up. Go online and sign up, and you get monthly promotions, offers, deals, and you get to save 10% off in the park.
Oh, great. Very good. 10%. For getting a couple emails, that's a good deal.
And you sometimes get the first opportunity to check out a new ride and things like that. So
sure.
Really cool.
It's a great program, and it's free. All you have to do is just sign up.
Well, Manera, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate that. You explained it a whole lot better than Craig does. You may have taken his job.
That's right.
Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks. Great show, Dave.
Anything else going on that we should know about, mister?
Well, they can find it all, facebook.com/Frederick County.
Right.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, whoa.
Big thing.
Yeah,
the
what?
The video from the controlled burn Dynamics 5th location.
Yes.
That training session they had with the firefighters came there and did burns all day, and then they burned the house down to the ground, and it was pouring rain the whole time, by the way.
Oh, isn't that terrible? Jeez.
And they did their thing, though. Those firemen, I mean, they got to put out fires no matter what the weather, right?
Exactly. They got to be prepared for anything.
So they were training, and then they burned it all down, and we've got videos and photos and all that up. So take a look. It's linked right from the homepage of Frederick.com, and, of course, it's on the Frederick County Facebook page. So take a look. That's pretty amazing.
Was there ever a frame-by-frame thing that they were thinking about doing?
I did a time-lapse,
okay.
If that's what you're talking
sure.
about. I did a time-lapse, and then I did a bunch of 4K Ultra HD video as well. We did some interviews with some of the key people that were there. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of content from that day.
Right. Now, what we're talking about, by the way, is Dynamic Automotive is adding a location. Their new market location has been a two-bay shop since, like, 1995, and they're going to build across the street diagonally an eight-bay shop in which they had to remove the house that was on there. Instead of just tearing it down, they did a controlled burn from the local fire department training seminar, and it really worked out well.
That's right. It sure did. But we were all soaked to the bone when we left there.
I'm sure.
I had a, quote, waterproof coat, but waterproof coats aren't waterproof for like 8 hours in the rain.
No, they're not. So
they don't last that long.
Yep. When you get down wet, soaked to the underwear, you know you're soaked.
Yeah, and one of my cameras started giving me like funny warning messages like three quarters of the way through, and it was supposedly a weather shield camera too, but you know how that works.
I got you. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, Craig. Thanks for bringing Monero with us too, and we appreciate that, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
We'll do it.
All right. Take care.
Great show, Dave.
Thank you, buddy. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and we'll be back in just a few moments with another caller and, of course, more of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Back in just a few moments with your calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS.
I suggest buy or something. Your wife knows how good a handyman you are. Heck, she's the one who drives you to the hospital. So buy her something. In fact, buy her flowers. Now, most men think flowers are dumb, but get this, women don't. Bernice actually likes flowers. A bunch of flowers to her is like, I don't know, a 68 orange Dodge Charger with a racing cam and a Hurst shifter. So I buy Bernice flowers. Most guys don't think that way. They get their sweetheart something they like themselves. You ladies who receive belt sanders for Christmas know what I'm talking about. So if you want to make your partner happy, give her something she may actually want. And she may give you something you actually want. Something that used to happen in the back seat of that 68 Charger. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
The wit and wisdom of Red Green. I've said it many, many times. If you're not familiar with the show, it's on YouTube. The Red Green Show was on PBS. It still is, by the way, in rerun form on PBS for years, from like 1990 to 2005. Some of the funniest stuff, in my opinion. I love it. So the Red Green Show, you can watch it on YouTube if you'd like. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. Let's go to the phones. This is Dennis on the line. Good morning to you, Dennis.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, that's funny stuff. That guy cracks me up.
He is very, very good. Yes, sir.
I've been listening a long time, Dave. Look, when I was 50 years old, I bought an 88 Monte Carlo LS.
Okay.
A wonderful car, and nice. I've driven it for 31 years up until a week ago, Monday. I'm coming up 97, and the smoke comes pouring out the back, and by the way, I know it's what it is.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Right.
So I have it towed up to my friend's garage, Jim Buckingham. I think you might know Jim. He's been around a long time.
Sure.
Mechanic out in Southwest.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I've decided to let it go.
Okay.
I don't want to fool it, put any more money in it. We've got a Bandit Trans Am that we want to buy a set of tires for and stuff like that.
So all right.
I think it's a great project car. Like I said, it's been one owner. I never done anything to it. Everything in there was what was in there when I pulled it out of the showroom.
How many miles are on it?
It's 178,000.
Okay.
And that's after 31 years.
Sure.
Of course, I drive a van, too, for work, you know, and stuff, so I don't drive it all the time.
Right.
But anyway, now I won't drive anymore. Also, I want $600 for it if somebody wants to come and get it and tow it away.
Okay.
It's got a lot of very expensive parts on it, as you know, if you ever try to do anything with your Monte Carlo.
Sure.
You know,
what area of town is it in?
It's in Jim Buckingham's garage over on Southwestern Boulevard.
You got it.
Out in Arbutus, right down from the fire hall.
Okay.
And if somebody wants it for a project for a youngster, I mean, it was a great car to me, and I hate to let it go, but it's just a little late. I'm 81 now, and
I
don't want to deal with it. So.
All right. What number can people reach you at?
Okay, Dave, I'm at 443-742-7534.
Okay. That's 443-742-7534. It's an 88 Monte Carlo LS one-owner car, 178,000 miles. Engine probably needs to be either rebuilt or at least the head gasket itself corrected and the cylinder heads serviced. And,
We pulled the plugs and turned it over, and the stuff came out of all the cylinders. So I'm pretty sure it's... the engine has had it, you know, in terms of that. But it's a head gasket issue.
Right. 178,000 miles, that's not unusual. That's, you got your good miles out of it, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
But somebody else could put a remanufactured Jasper engine in there and get another 100,000 without a problem.
I guarantee you. And it's a very minimum rust. The floorboard's probably the worst part.
Okay.
But everything else in there is original. I mean, we tried to buy, just the stickers that go on the outside, like the Monte Carlo. They want $30 and $40 for that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, if you need a hood or a trunk or something, that pretty much that stuff is very expensive. So.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, very good. I wish you the best of luck on that. Once again, that number is 443-742-7534. Give Dennis a call if you have interest in his 88 Monte Carlo that needs some engine work. Okay?
Right. But you'd have to come tow it, and I'll be there to get you. I'll be there to meet you if you can get out there to Southwestern Boulevard. But call me, and we'll talk about it.
That sounds good, Dennis. Thank you, Betty.
All right, Dave. Thanks very much. Keep doing what you're doing, bud. We love it.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's a good call from Dennis, and, it's a shame about the Monte Carlo because I know that's probably his baby he's had for years, and you hate to lose him, you know? You really do. But it happens. That's for sure. I'm Dave Serio. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, bgprotectedforlife.com, or call toll-free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation. But did you know it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car, while the warranty, the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty is in effect, they'll take the balance of that warranty and give it to the new owner at no charge. Do this all through Jasper at absolutely no charge. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. We also want to thank Wassler Tire and Also. Wassler Tire and Auto is located right in the Taylorsville area, Westminster, at routes 26 and 27. If you're looking for an auto repair facility that has everything, they do. At 410-635-8375. Let's see who we have on the line. This is Dave Serio, and who am I speaking with?
This is Butch. How you doing today?
Hey, Butch. Good morning to you, mister.
Oh, it's fine morning up here. A little cloudy up here, but, you know, it's getting there. You know,
hey, from what you guys have had recently, cloudy is good, as long as it's not raining.
That's exactly right. I got two questions.
Okay.
First off, I've got a Honda Pilot, 2006.
Uh-huh.
And it's got one of those nice alarms on it. If I set the alarm, it might sit for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. All of a sudden, it'll start blowing a horn.
Now, this is a factory alarm or an additional alarm put on?
It's a factory alarm.
Okay, very good.
So, and it takes off, and press the unlock door, and it goes off.
Well,
one of the sensors is
sensitive. You're going to probably an under-the-hood sensor. That's probably the one that's most likely the problem. But a lot of these factory alarms have an under-hood sensor, even a trunk sensor, and also, of course, your doors. Chances of it being a door sensor is slim because the doors don't really have a lot of give in them. But the hood and the trunk do. So probably one of those sensors is becoming extremely touchy, and that's what's causing that to go off.
Okay, well, it's, you know, it doesn't, I mean, it bothers me, but it bothers the neighbors even more.
Oh, I'm sure, especially if it's 3 in the morning. That's when it goes off. It's a favorite, you know? You become a real popular guy in the neighborhood when your alarm goes off at 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you really do.
Yes.
Okay, second question. I've got, of course, it's four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
And I've never done anything except put four tires on it.
Okay.
And, you know, you rotate them. Well, I got two tires that are, you know, they're on the front. I forgot to rotate them at one point.
Oh, boy.
They got a little rough.
Yep.
So I've always thought that you had to change all four tires, but I'm sitting there. If I have the same tire, the same exact tire, brand new, and move the good ones in the front, and put the brand new one on the back, that shouldn't cause any problem with the differentials.
Well, it depends on the wear of the older tires, the one that you're going to save. If they really are worn, you start off life, a tire has about 15/32nds of an inch of tread, okay? If you're down below 6 centimeters of tread, then you could have a problem. The reason for that is your all-wheel drive and your ABS, everything is related to your tire rotation. And a tire that has 15/32nds of tread of inches and a tire that has 6/32nds of inch has a different tire rotation. And that's what can mess up your four-wheel drive system. So you may want to have it measured. If it's more than 6/32nds of an inch, you probably will be okay. If it's less, I wouldn't recommend it. You should replace all four.
Okay, well, I'll get my little gauge out and see what I got.
There you go.
I appreciate it. You enjoy the weekend.
Butch, the appliance doctor, give out your phone number, buddy.
301-694-8415.
If you need an appliance repaired and you're in the Frederick area, Butch can take care of it for you, no doubt about it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Butch.
All right, God bless.
Bye-bye. Well, that's all the time we have for the show. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate that. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including my own, of course. And we wish you a very, very happy holiday. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Back next week with a live program. Bye-bye now.